The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Everyone, welcome to my podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about me realizing how the way I carried myself affected my relationships, especially my romantic one. And it's not something that I really talk about or kind of bring into light, just because I feel like it's really personal. And I don't know, I've always been a little more shy about it. But I think it's a very important topic, just because I've noticed with older siblings how they tend to have to be the backbone. They have to be this very strong person for their family, and they don't really get credit for it. Instead, they kind of get told that they're being too harsh, too cold. They need to react a little bit more. Or it'd be the complete opposite of like, you're so dramatic, it's not that serious, things like that. I feel like there's never really an in between. And that has just been weighing on me really heavily today. And just in general, I feel like when we're always told to be the strong ones and like we're the ones that have to handle everything, it's really hard to fall apart or to even let anybody in. It's funny, I was talking to my friend recently. She's a second child, but she's not the oldest. And she was just telling me about how her brother is very like particular, and he's just very straightforward. He's like rude. I don't know. Like, not rude. He has no filter. He's very blunt. And she was saying how she doesn't understand why he's like this, or why he has like certain expectations and things like that. And it just kind of like made me realize how, you know, when you're the oldest, you kind of, in relationships, you look for that person who can either provide you with that comfort, that safety, or it's the complete opposite and you find somebody who's like just as strong-headed as you are. And I think that when I was looking, well, when I got into my relationship with my fiance, it was very hard for me to not like to rely. I don't really. Okay, story time. When I got with my fiance, I was 15 years old. I, you know, was barely starting high. I was going into sophomore year of high school. And I feel like at that age, we're always looking for someone to love us in a way, or like support, hear us. I don't know. I just know that when I got with my fiance, I was just very eager to be loved, to be like attended to, like just kind of taken care of, which is weird for like a 15-year-old. You know, I don't know. But I was just kind of looking for somebody to be my comfort person. And it was so hard for me to actually let someone in, or like let somebody be that person that I could rely on, because the way it worked in my head was that I really couldn't rely on anyone. It was just me against everyone, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I was just very, very closed off, and people wouldn't think that of me. Like, whenever I meet somebody, I feel like I'm a very open book, or people just like, oh, like, but you're not like that, like you're this and you're that. But it's just like, no, like, I don't know. I think we know ourselves best. And I know that when I first met my fiance, it was very hard for me to even like accept him for like accept his help. It was hard for me to accept his opinion. It was like, no, like, I can do it myself. I don't need you to do it for me. Like, I can do it. I've always been the one to do everything. So it was like, I don't need you to do it for me. I mean, I can still do it. I'm pretty independent. And even now, like, we've been together 5 years. And even now, I'm still like, no, girl, like, I can do it. I really don't need that much help. But I do my best to let him help me. Let him, you know, pull me back together. Like, he is the one person that I feel like I can just melt into, you know? And it took me a while to get there. And I think that this is why I wanted to talk about how being the strong one in your family can, like, really, what's the word? Like, being the strong one in your family can really determine what path in relationships that you want. So I think that when it comes from a lot of things, being that first gen always feels like you have to, like, hold it together, and you don't want to stress out your family. You don't want anybody knowing what you're dealing with and what's going on with you. So you just learn to deal with everything by yourself in silence. And I feel like for a long time, I thought that being, like, low maintenance, I was, like, very independent, like, was, like, a good thing, especially in a relationship, because, you know, you're like, oh, like, I don't want to be high maintenance. But I'm starting to realize that I feel like that can also just be such a negative, because the reason you're in a relationship is because you want to be partners, you want to go through it together. And me not being able to open up or, like, talk to him really wasn't helping our relationship in the long run. So I've been thinking a lot about how I should go about talking to my partner about my problems. And I realized that it's not that hard. I think we're so proud. We don't want to ask for help. And it just hurts our ego a little bit after we've grown up our whole lives, you know, figuring it out by ourselves. And it's a little hard to ask for help. And it's a little hard to, like, say, hey, like, I genuinely cannot handle this. I cannot do it. And I remember that when my grandpa passed away in 2016. And when he did die, I mean, I was what, in 7th grade? But then again, like, my younger siblings were a mess. They loved my grandpa, and he lived with us. And so it was like, my mom was a mess, like, my dad, like, and my whole family was kind of, like, very split. And I always tell my fiance, like, I never really dealt with the passing of my grandpa. Sorry. And I think that even now, sometimes I think about it and I feel guilty for not crying. I mean, I did cry, but I didn't grieve. I feel like I didn't grieve. And I always tell him, like, I just felt like I needed to be this, like, strong person for my family, especially because, like, my mom took it really hard. And from there, I just kind of began that lie of, like, never really telling anybody how I felt. I always responded, like, when they would ask me, hey, like, how are you? I'd be like, oh, I'm good. I'm fine. Thank you. Like, but inside, I was like, I'm a mess. Like, somebody come help me, because I'm a mess. And during me and my fiance, we split up not too long after we met. And I don't know, like, it was just, I think that so many emotions came to me during that time that I was just in a very deep, deep, like, dark hole. And I never asked for help. And I feel like if I talked to somebody about it, if I confided in somebody, I wouldn't have been in such a dark hole and, like, dark place. And that experience taught me a lot of how important it is to let people in and just trust people, but be mindful of who you trust. I feel a lot of us are just so eager to have somebody that we rely on that we never realize or look at the red flags. And I think that that's a problem. A lot of people take advantage of our kindness and our reliability and abuse it. And I think that when you realize that you're not alone in certain situations, you definitely grow, and it kind of helps you grow up and move forward from where you are. And that also, it also just, once again, plays back to my relationship now. I really try my best to communicate as clearly as possible. Obviously, sometimes you have those moments where you're like, girl, how do you not know what I need? But he has just been such a rock for me and just such stability that I forget how it felt like being alone. Obviously everybody has their days when like you realize like, oh crap, like I'm a little like sad or I feel alone, but being with him has helped me learn to communicate better, especially with like my parents. And it's gotten me into a very good spot, I believe. He helps me feel supported. He helps me feel heard. He gives me encouragement, tough love. He's just such an amazing person. I thank God every day for bringing him back into my life, because he truly is such an amazing man. And I don't think that I would have been able to get through nursing school without him. And he has taught me so much about myself that I feel like I didn't really know. Like, he's helped me realize how resilient I am. He's helped me realize how tough I am in good ways. He's helped me open my eyes to realizing how kind and how open-hearted and mindful I am. Not to like toot my own horn or anything, but I feel like sometimes, you know, I feel like we grew up thinking that us talking about ourselves made us conceited and kind of like the center of attention, but it's really not. Like, we need to celebrate like the good things that we give to the world and to ourselves. Another, just like a quick little thing, is that I realized a lot now that I'm older that being strong, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go through everything alone and do everything by yourself. And it's important to seek help, seek guidance, find that person that makes you comfortable, makes you feel like you can breathe, because it feels like sometimes you cannot breathe. And it's important to find that person. And I just want to say that no matter what you're going through and how overwhelming something can feel, you're never alone. And you're strong, you're capable. And I really hope that you realize that. I don't know really who needs to hear it, but I hope you know that it's okay to ask for help. I hope you know it's okay to say, I cannot today, I'm tired, I need peace, I need silence, I need moments for myself. I just really hope that you know that there's always someone out there willing to listen. I really hope that you hear this message and just feel loved. And I hope you know that you're never alone and that we're all trying to figure this out together. All right, and that is all I have for you. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.